Welcome back to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Maybe you've heard of our latest offering for advisors, our premium client portal. Well, today we're focusing on exactly that. I sat down with Patrick Matlick, eMoney's senior financial planning product and research consultant. Patrick has so much to say in this episode about the new premium client portal offering, including the level of customization that it offers and how it can really help boost that client engagement. Here's my conversation with Patrick Matlick. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Patrick, thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. Before we begin and dive into everything on the Premium Client Portal, can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Right now, I work with a financial planning group. It's just an internal team focused on being subject matter experts in what our advisors do and how they use our software with their clients. And that allows us to provide that information to our product teams and help them build features that really align with what they're trying to accomplish. Part of that team, I've been part of that team for quite a while now. I started at eMoney in 2015 and in 2016 joined this team. So I've been doing it since then.
Yeah, I know what an integral role the financial planning group here has at eMoney. So it's a great team to be a part of. And obviously, you've had the opportunity to see advisors working on a lot of things and also to see this offering come to light. So before we kind of get into the nitty gritty, the details of the Premium Client Portal, can you give our listeners just a high level overview of this new offering?
We've been investing in the client portal pretty heavily over the last year or so. So we're really focused on, one, enhancing the standard portal that comes with all packages. So we'll keep maintaining that. And then now we're adding something on top of that, the Premium Client Portal, which is really just meant to further drive engagement in different ways. The first part being mobile app. So the eMoney app is now in the App Store and the Google Play Store. So through this Premium Client Portal, your users will be able to just open up the App Store and download it on their phone. They use biometrics to log in. They now get push notifications, all the cool things that come with actually being a mobile app. Next is the homepage can be personalized. So what we're working on, well, it'll be released and it'll come out with like five or six, but there will be more coming, is ways that the client can say, oh, I'm really focused on my budget. And then now their home screen will show budgeting information right up front for them to see. Or they're focused on their goals, so it'll display goal information up at the top. All of the information will still live in the other tabs that are there, but we're putting it on the home screen so you can really tailor that experience to yourself. Or the end clients can tailor it to themselves and then talk to the advisors about what they want. The last part is the explore area. So the first part will be a lot of calculators. A lot of clients will end up going to free websites for calculators. Oh, I'm thinking about this. I'm just going to look up this calculator and see. And then they'll talk to their advisor about it. And it creates this sort of disjointed experience between where did you go? What math did you do? How do I put it in your plan? Well, we're bringing those into the client portal. So clients no longer have to go to other websites. They can think about a quick isolated conversation, like education, college costs. I can get an estimate for cost and funding right there within the client portal and then share that with the advisor. The advisor will then get notified and be able to see everything they entered and put that in a plan. So driving engagement through those isolated topics, the mobile app, personalized homepage, that's where this new offering comes together.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's been really interesting to see all of the work that everyone at eMoney has put into this. And I think, like you mentioned, we've had this standard client portal offering, which is great, but the premium client portal has all these cool new elements that advisors can offer to their clients. So it's just awesome for them to have that in their offering. I want to dive into something that you talked a little bit about in the beginning of what you just answered, and that was the interactive element. How do you feel the premium client portal really lends to creating that more interactive experience for clients and advisors?
Yeah, I think our focus is on beyond just a website or an app that you open and you see your financial account values in one place. It's how can we further get you involved with your plan, whether that's the plan side of things or even your budgets, right? And those can come together. You can think about what you need to do for your you just did this education, you had this education conversation. Now you know you need to save into 529 plans. So now we're going to look at our budget, which is right there in the same spot, and we can start thinking about our budget and linking them together. So going beyond just showing you the results of your plan and what your account values are, but providing you different ways to think about what if I purchase a home or a car or education, or I want to pay down debt in different ways. Providing more opportunities for the end client to engage with their financial situation and then being able to share that with their advisor to promote a sort of proactive conversation versus, you know, a 6-month review and now they drop something on you. We have a portal, we can integrate different ways for them to communicate what they're looking to do prior to that and share that with you in an easy way.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, that interactive element seems to kind of work hand in hand with the engagement element. Like the more interactive the experience is for the client, the more likely the client is to be engaged in the process because they're seeing things more clearly. They're getting that kind of front seat experience that maybe they didn't have as much before. So it seems like this offering really allows them to kind of have that experience and therefore make it more interactive.
Yeah. I think in most places that you have account values, those aren't likely to change drastically day to day. There are some days,
right?
Some days, but they're not likely to change drastically day to day. So you don't really have a reason to engage with those websites that only show you those, you know, your bank or whatever, unless you're really in tune with your budget and your spending. So finding more ways to get the end client engaged with the website through their plan, and then therefore they're interacting with it, they're making changes, or they're seeing different results, and then prompting different ways for them to share with the advisor or message the advisor or those sort of things and create that communication and maintain that relationship.
Cool. Yeah, I love that. I think it'll be really cool to see advisors put this to use and see what they're able to do with it for their clients and how that changes the experience over time for the client. Like, it'll be cool for them to see how much more the client is becoming engaged in the process. One of the things that we currently offer with the client portal is just the ability for the advisor to customize the client's experience. They can turn certain features on and off in the application so that on the client portal side, the client gets to experience certain things and maybe not have the ability to edit or view other features. What type of customization exists with the premium client portal for the advisor?
Yeah, so within the we have the three, if we think about the three pillars in the mobile app. Mobile app's just always going to be there. Once they have a login, they can either log in on the website or log in on a mobile app. So there's not really an option to say no to the mobile app. It's in the app store. But I don't know why you would. It makes things easier.
Yeah, that's going to be like a huge opportunity for that client engagement.
Right, because it's right there. And if you get push notifications, you know, for alerts, things like that, it's really easy. So the homepage option, that's really not so much the advisor having control over that, because it's just taking elements of the client portal that exists now and moving some of them to the homepage so that it's everything that's there now. It just gives the client the ability to organize it better in a way that they want. But when it comes to the explore area, you will be able to say yes or no to that entirely. So you don't want to give them the option to look at those isolated calculators and topics. You could turn that off. If you wanted to provide that, you could turn it on. later on in the future, we'll have a second part of it that these initial calculators are isolated. They're not tied to the plan. They allow the clients to think about a topic and then share to the advisor that they're thinking about it. There will be another part of the Explore area that allows them to actually engage with a plan. And so when that gets released, you would also be able to control which of those they see. Maybe you're okay with them doing calculators, but you don't want them engaging in planning. Or this client's really involved in planning and you want to give them that, so you can. So those options will be in the manage client portal settings area.
Okay, awesome. And question with those kind of specifications that the advisor can set, is that something that they can set per client, or is it a situation where, you know, they're setting this and it's one setting for all clients?
The Explore area and all of those features will be listed in the, I think it's just called features, in the manage client settings area. So
Okay. You
could check the box and then save it for the one client.
Got it.
You could save it for all clients. You could set it as the default for new clients going forward. So you do have the ability to turn things on and off per client. You're not forced to all or nothing, but it's all managed in that settings area.
Got it. Okay, cool. So they really have the opportunity to get pretty specific with what they want their client to experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Personalizing it to the client. And then thinking about it in ways that'll create, I think that's one thing, is thinking about when you're setting up the settings. when you're doing that with certain clients, if you want them to engage more, you think about the things that they are more likely to engage with. If they're more likely to think about isolated topics and share that with you versus let me go in and mess around with a whole plan. Not a whole plan, but they'll have plans and then they'll have some limited capability to change things. If you think that would cause more confusion or questions, then it's probably not right for that client. We want to force them towards the other thing that creates better engagement and a better experience for them. And it's all about getting it back to the advisor.
It gives them the opportunity, which is great because they know the client very well. So, or they should. So that's kind of cool. On the client engagement note, one of the big things is creating transparency in that relationship. I think that that's something that really helps to foster that advisor-client relationship, which is something we talk a lot about here at eMoney. And one of the things that I think can help support that is the ability to be able to upload documents to the vault from the client perspective. So is the ability to upload a document to the vault, is that ability something that a client could now do from the mobile app?
Yeah. So within the mobile app, you have features. There's other apps. I feel like I've seen the same sort of setup before, but if you're using the mobile app and you go into the documents area and you click the upload button, you'll have the option to add a picture from your photos library.
Cool.
Or take a photo. Or if you have, like I have an iPhone, so there's the Files app. So if they have any PDFs or anything in the Files app on their phone or their OneDrive that's in the Files app, then they could upload from there.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's got to be such a cool feature for the client to have access to, especially, I mean, if there's something that they had printed out that they needed to get to the advisor, it just makes it so simple. And I would imagine with the whole idea of push notifications or advisors being able to set up different alerts, they could be notified when someone uploads a document to the vault.
Yeah, absolutely. The same alerts and things that exist today would still be functional, whether they did it through the website or the mobile app. And also, there's other ease of use examples. Even there's the shared document side. It's very easy to do through the vault there. But also, if I have insurance cards and I just get a new one and I want to take a picture and put it in the vault on my own personal folder. So it's not necessarily something the advisor sees, but it's a way for me to store information from other hard copy things, my license, I could put that in there because we do have the security on our client portal is really high. So you can use the vault for things like that. And now, because it's a mobile app, very easy to just take a picture and put it right in the vault.
Yeah, that's huge. I was talking to an advisor about, the vault and they were working with a client and the client was abroad somewhere and needed a picture of their like license or passport for some reason. And the only place that they knew that they had it was the vault. So the advisor was able to go in and provide the client with a copy of it, or the client was able to log in. Like, they somehow were able to solve this issue because they had uploaded a copy to the vault. So I think that even having that ability is just so key.
Yeah. Yeah. The vault's a great document storage for the client personally, and a great way to share documents back and forth, a secure way to share documents back and forth between the client and the advisor.
Yeah. And that security piece is huge. It's another thing that we get a lot of questions about. So I think that that's good for advisors to leave knowing that it's a secure way for them to store it. And that's something we really prioritize here at eMoney.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I want to dive into the personalization of the homepage a little bit. So we talked a little bit about the new features of the premium client portal. But can you tell us a little bit more about the personalized homepage and how it allows advisors and clients to have a planning experience that's really tailored to that client?
Yeah. Yeah. So within the client portal, like even the standard client portal, if you think about that, we added the My Plan page. And so there's different tiles and charts for goals that are there. So if your client is really focused on the goals aspect of their planning journey, and they choose, it'll be an option up in the top right to hit customize, and then they'll have some options. If they say they're goals focused, when they click that, it'll take all of the different charts from their goals that are on the My Plan and just put them right up front and center on the homepage. And if there's multiple, they'll be able to just click through the charts right there and see their funding, the cost, and are they on track, those sorts of things. So it'll put it right up there at front. If it's budgeting, it'll have their monthly income versus their monthly expenses across the top. So a lot of the things that are in the client portal now that you just have to go to different areas for, you can now pick and choose some of those, whichever one's most important to you, and we'll just put it on your homepage. So when you open the app, it's the first thing you see.
Cool.
If it's budgeting, you know, you do a little Face ID and the first chart on your homepage is your budget. So you don't even have to go anywhere. It's just right there, or whichever goal that you're looking. Now with goals, it's part of your plan. So a day-to-day change in your goal isn't likely to happen, but if you want to see it, if that's what you want to keep up front and center in your mind, as you look at the reports or as you look at the mobile app, those reports will be there at the top.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. I mean, talk about ease of use, like that, the ability to just like simply take a look at that budgeting tool, for example, that's huge. So talk about, I mean, that's just an awesome way for the client to really easily have access and also almost like have engagement in the experience, not in this crazy way, but in like the small everyday pieces of their life, they are over time becoming more engaged in the planning process. And them having a better look from, you know, the first meeting to the second meeting to the third, they're just going to come to every meeting more prepared and more in the know, rather than like set it and then 6 months later, oh yeah, I should follow up on that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And because it's within, you know, it's easy. Like if we take the budget, you open up the app and it's right there front and center. It's easy to see. But then if you're like, wait, why did my expenses jump? Well, it's still eMoney's client portal. You can go to the account and the transactions and see exactly which one, because it's all there in one spot versus, okay, well, let me log into my Navy Federal account and see if it was that one. Oh, it wasn't that one. Let me log into my Chase account and see if it was that one. It's all right there in eMoney because we bring it all together. So you'll see it up front. And then if something pops up, like a weird expense that you see up front and center on your homepage, it's easy to go find where it's coming from, which accounts and where, because it's all within eMoney.
Yeah, this is so corny, but it makes me think of like that quote that's like, the more you know, the more you care. And yeah. I feel like that is actually very applicable in this situation, because the more the client knows around their financial situation, like what's what and why it's what, the more they are going to feel personally invested. And I would imagine, not that I'm a psychologist by any means, but I would imagine that would lead to just like a better financial outlook, more likelihood to reach goals financially, things of that nature, because they're more in tune with what's going on.
Yeah. And I think the opposite, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
If they're not thinking about it, if they're not seeing it in easy to get to places, then they're probably not thinking about it. And if they're not thinking about it, they're not engaging with it, and it's slowing down their progress.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about the Explore tab. So specifically, I want to talk about information around various calculators that there are and just the value that they bring to planning. Are these beneficial for advisors and clients to use in hypothetical situations or when they're really sure of a financial event? And I know I kind of just threw two questions your way, so answer that as you will.
Yeah, so I would say more likely in the hypothetical situation. And the reason I say that is they're an isolated calculation. So
got it.
Family's sitting down at the dinner table and they have this thought about buying a new car. They can go into the app or the website at some point when they're done with dinner, right? And log in and then engage with a calculator about buying a new car. And what that does is it gives them the ability to see it without necessarily prompting the advisor right away either. Because one thing that we also want to avoid is just the advisor getting bombarded with notifications all the time. Because we want to increase client engagement. We don't want to burden advisors with notifications and everything else. So the positioning, I would say, for these calculators within the Explore area is if you have a thought, you want to think about buying something or paying down debt or anything like that, we have this great area right within the client portal. You can go do that in an isolated way. It is still connected to eMoney. So if you think about an education one and their funding accounts, it can still pull the account values from FACTS to give them accurate account values, right? This is one of the benefits of doing it in eMoney versus Bankrate.com is we have all of their accounts. So we can provide accurate data for funding dollars and everything going into these calculators, but it's not tied to the plan. So let's say the clients come in and they fill out one of them and they look at it and they're like, ooh, yeah, maybe not. And then that's the end of it. They've explored something and they decided maybe not, and they moved on. The advisor didn't get burdened with, let me talk to you about this thing you've already decided you're not going to do. But if they open it up and they're like, okay, yeah, I think we can swing that. Let me share this with my advisor to see how it impacts my overall plan. That's the line of engagement that we think will work well is, I'm thinking about this. I don't need to ask my advisor right away. Let me just get some numbers and see if it makes sense. If it does, now I can share that information with my advisor. They can put it into the entire financial plan and say, hey, actually, yeah, you're good to do that. Or, hey, in order to do this, in an isolated way, it looks good. But when I put it in your plan, it actually causes some issues. So here's the trade-offs. If you really want to do this, we're going to have to change these other things in your plan. So really good upfront engagement in any other situations where you would want just a quick calculation. Some people might go to some other websites for, but the difference is we have all your FACTS data and your accounts, and we can tie in instead of typing in, oh, I have $1 million. I can say, oh, it's this account and this account and this account that are already in eMoney with updated account values and things like that.
So kind of a best practice that they can walk away with from today's episode is using that in a more hypothetical situation to see how it could affect the plan.
Yeah, it really comes off as a great way to, if it's a new client and you want to know what they're thinking about, there's things there you could use it in that situation.
Okay.
If your clients have kids and you just want to give them simple calculators, you know, right, you could do that. But it's because they're isolated and it doesn't impact the plan, it doesn't make sense in a holistic planning conversation or relationship to to use that as a decision maker. Oh, this calculator seems good. We should do it. No, I think this calculator is reasonable. Let's put it in my plan and see how it affects everything. And do I need to make trade-offs in other places in order to make it work?
What can advisors expect to see with something like the debt reduction calculator? This is one that has also been talked about a lot. So I'm curious to kind of give them some insight into that.
Yeah. So the debt reduction calculator will be there. It will have three options, which are, well, first, let's just go through this. They'll be able to choose the loans, right? These calculators are tied to facts. So we have any of the liabilities that they've entered. And they'll be able to say, I want to pay down these three liabilities or however many. And they check them. They'll also have the ability to add a new one or add new ones if they want, as many as they want. And then from there, they can say, oh, well, I have an extra $200 a month. And they could type that in. And then the calculator will look at a snowball method, the avalanche method, or what would happen if they just took that $200 and spread it evenly across the loans that they've chosen. The last one, spreading it equally, is unlikely to be the optimal result.
Interesting.
But I think most people, if they don't have these concepts of paying down debt in strategic ways, they think, oh, well, I just got this bonus. Let me just spread it across all my loans. And that's good. So this will almost serve as a, hey, yeah, you might think that, but actually these other two options are better. And then you just snowball and avalanche. The difference between those is, you know, the snowball is unlikely to be the most optimal mathematically, but there's a behavioral side to snowball method. Oh, I knocked one out. Great. I'm gaining momentum and going. So they'll be able to see their current pay down strategy of these loans compared to all three of these strategies, how much time it will save them in terms of becoming out of debt or finishing off however many they've checked, how much interest they'll save. And it'll show them those things it'll show the client those things in the calculator. And then they can save and then share that calculator with the advisor. Any of the shared calculators with the advisor will show up on the client overview. So when you log in as the advisor, you get your main home screen with your financial feed and things. And then when you choose a client, it takes you to their overview. And that is where the list of calculators that they've shared with you will live. Now, we're not going to show them all on the overview. It'll show like maybe five, and then there'll be a view all button if there's more. And so from there, they'll be able to open up any of these calculators, including the debt one, and see the loans that they've chosen, the extra payment amount that they want, and then the result that they saved it on for paying it down.
The whole idea of like debt, particularly debt snowball versus debt avalanche, that also, I think, just goes back to that personalization element, because like you said, when you punch the numbers, debt snowball may not be the most optimal choice for your client paying off their debt, but there is that behavioral component. And some clients may really need that behavioral boost to continue paying off the debt, whereas others may be very well suited to pursue that debt avalanche method. So I think it's cool because it really gives you the comparison and you could kind of tailor that to the client and what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Because for this one in particular, the goal is to pay down debt. And it does no good if you give them a strategy that they're unlikely to implement.
Right.
So the avalanche might be mathematically right, but if they don't implement it, then it was wrong altogether, right? So the other options like snowball, the behavioral side, knowing your client and giving them options in that way.
Exactly. What type of visibility does the advisor have into what the client is working on? The client's able to do all these things. I know we talked about we don't want to burden the advisor. We don't want to make them feel like this is more work for them in any way. So what type of visibility can they have into just knowing what the client is focusing on?
Yeah, so the customized client portal, the customized homepage option, right, that's going to that's going to design the website. So mm-hmm. if the advisor impersonates it, it will show whatever options they have there that they've changed, however that looks. When it comes to this explore area, the thing that's slightly different about the client portal is when we're working on the client portal, we kind of have two customers. We have the advisor who's purchasing money and is giving their clients the client portal, but we also have the end client. And if we don't give the end client enough value with the client portal, then we give no value to the advisor because their clients aren't using it. So we have to think about those things. So you mentioned transparency earlier, and this goes into the transparency of knowing what they're working on. The clients will be able to create as many calculators as they want and save as many calculations as they want. The advisor will only be able to see the ones that they've clicked the share button on. So potentially, if a client creates 10 but never shares 10, then the advisor would never know that they created 10. The reason for that is long term, we're thinking about more topics, more situations that might come up. And we want to give the end clients the ability to explore those conversations with themselves while maintaining the "I'll tell my advisor when I'm ready." An example, I don't know if we'll implement this, but as an a big example would be, oh, we just found out we're having a kid. Let's start thinking about that. But we're not ready to tell people.
Right.
Yet, right. So we don't want to just expose that the client is doing this. We don't want an advisor, hey, saw you're having a kid, you know, and they're not ready. This is an extreme example, but I'm just trying to get the point across. We have to think about the end clients having conversations amongst themselves and their own finances and deciding when they're ready to share that with the advisor. So in this case, anything that the client shares, the advisor will be able to see. But if they don't share it, then the advisor won't see it.
That's awesome for advisors to know. But I also think that example that you gave is actually very realistic. I mean, it's, you know, as people plan and as people go and have, you know, the clients are living their lives, there could be bigger things in their life that they are financially planning for, and maybe they're just not ready to bring it to the table during an advisor-client meeting. So, and we really want to, of course, help advisors to build those strong advisor-client relationships. That's something that we are always focused on, always trying to help advisors do with and for their clients. How do you think the features that are within the Premium Client Portal lead advisors to being able to build those stronger relationships with their clients?
Yeah, I think one, getting the clients more engaged with their finances and their financial plan is the ultimate goal with the client portal. And the more engaged they are with that, the better the relationship should be with the advisor, as there's communication, right? And us as the software provider, as long as we can get it so it's not a burden for either one, and we foster a good sense of technology in between, then that communication's there, the features line up with what people want, which is where personalization comes in. All of those things can help build that relationship. The options to share with advisor or send a message to the advisor, all of those extra things within the client portal give opportunities for advisors to engage, or vice versa, clients to engage with advisors, and that should strengthen the relationship. But all we can do is provide the opportunity. So we're always looking for the opportunities to build into the client portal, and then hopefully that drives adoption and engagement.
The engagement piece is just huge, and I think that's almost the door to really creating that strong advisor-client relationship. So I love that the Premium Client Portal really gives that opportunity for both advisors and clients. What is one exciting thing about the Premium Client Portal that you don't think advisors will necessarily expect with this offering?
I'm going to have what I might think is a weird answer.
Okay.
It's not a specific feature like, oh, this calculator or this thing. It's consistency. I think I'm a big analytical type person, so things being consistent is important. But historically, some of the experience between the advisor side and the client side, it kind of felt like a different version of the software. You as an advisor would need to know what we were giving you on the advisor side, but then when your client had a question, you had to log into their portal and try and figure out what you were seeing. Even if it was the same numbers, it was laid out different visually or things like that. So bringing consistency across the board, I think, is probably my favorite part. I like all the other things, but the fact that the client portal now looks like the advisor portal, the charts will all be the same, they'll carry over. With the My Plan page having the ribbon, we'll be adding that throughout the advisor side. So when you're in the office with the client and you're showing them their reports in the decision center, when they get home and open the client portal, it's in the same layout, it's the same charts, right? That sort of consistency of experience, those same charts and themes are used throughout the calculator and the explorer area. They're just separated to be their own calculations. So it should feel familiar when you log in or impersonate the client portal to answer their questions or see what they're doing, as it does with the advisor side. And I think that's a big plus that might go slightly unnoticed, but it's important that the consistency is there. And people might not consciously notice it, but they will definitely feel it as they navigate between both.
When you said consistency at first, I totally thought you were going to take it a different direction than what you said with that word. So I think it's interesting that you said that, because when you said consistency at first, I was thinking you were going to say that it really gives clients the opportunity to just be more consistent in easily logging in, seeing their financial picture, what's going on, what they're working on. It gives the advisor a more consistent opportunity to see what the client is working on, because it's just so simple to use. But I like that you kind of took it a different direction. I would argue there's consistency on both of those pages, but I think that it's really cool the direction that you took it.
Yeah, I went the advisor focused side of consistency across the advisor and client portal. On the other side, the mobile app, it's just so easy. Like, it's Face ID. You know, yeah. Hit it. It's Face ID. It opens. And if I care about my budget, it's the first thing I see. So I think mobile app would be probably second, because just having it fosters everything else in the interaction and engagement area, or improves it, enhances it with just the mobile app. That would probably be my second.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, Patrick, before we kind of close out for today, we are approaching eMoney's 25th anniversary, which is just wild. And as someone who's been here for almost a decade, what are one of the cool ways that you've seen eMoney evolve over the years for our advisors?
Oh, one. All right. On the advisor side,
you can say more than one if you want to. You don't have to limit it.
I'm gonna go both. I think on the advisor side, the decision center and the evolution of the decision center. You know, going from just, if you're in the reports area looking at the cash flow report, going from those sort of, I know I have my printable PDF and I'm just looking at those pages online, to an actual interactive planning experience, and then the evolution of that to where it is today and where it's going. I think watching that go through the years has been awesome. On the client side, the evolution from, here's a place where your entire financial picture lives, which in its day was innovative and new, aggregation and putting all the stuff in one spot. Now I don't have to have all these multiple logins, and I can see it in one spot, and then advisors can provide that as a value add. That in itself was awesome then, but now we've evolved it to, how do clients interact and engage with their planning process alongside the complete financial picture? Really just expanding what complete financial picture meant. Back then it was, here's all my accounts and all my liabilities and all my transactions in one spot. Now it's, okay, well, there's all that, but here's my budgeting that I'm focused on. Here's my goals. Here's the results of my plan that my advisors shared with me. So I guess the expanding of the definition of financial picture for what the client portal does to give the client portal side would be that.
That's a great answer. I love that. I didn't necessarily expect for your answer to be related to like portals. And so I love that you kind of shed some light on the evolution of that over time.
Bringing it all in.
Awesome. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode with eMoney's Patrick Matlick. Thanks for listening. If you currently have clients who use the client portal and the planning experience, the premium client portal is going to totally elevate that experience for them. So if you're looking to add the premium client portal to your current offering for your clients, please email advisorsales@emoneyadvisor.com. If you have any podcast-related questions, send us a message at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. Catch you on another episode soon.